Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to my special edition of my Law of Attraction conference call here on Friday evening, this New Year's Eve 2010. Happy, happy New Year to all of those who are listening live and those who will hear this call in the future. 2011 has the potential to bring you everything that your heart has desired. And tonight I want to talk a little bit about how you can connect deliberately and consciously into that energetic of optimism and potential and manifestation in 2011. I, for one, am very, very, very grateful for the lessons learned, the understanding attained, and the old ways of thinking sloughed off that 2010 brought with it. I am really happy to say goodbye to this year, and I'm so optimistic and looking forward to 2011. I don't know if you can feel the energy of this coming year, but we've had a lunar eclipse, a total lunar eclipse on the winter solstice a couple of weeks ago, and that event brought here into the atmosphere of this planet so much extra light. And light is available to us to access and tap into deliberately. And hopefully this 30-minute show tonight will give you an idea of how to do that. If you have any questions or something that you would like to work on real quickly on tonight's show, the guest call-in number is 646-378-0758. And then just follow the prompts to ask your question. Oh, so this is the time of year when everybody starts thinking about, you know, the things that they would like to change in their life, and we start thinking about these New Year's resolutions. And many, many people make lots of New Year's resolutions every year. And I think it's so interesting to watch, to be watching television at this time of year, because what is the number one goal, it seems, of most of the people who are the targets of this advertising at this time of year? It's people who want to lose weight. You see, you know, gym memberships at a discount rate. You see more of the food programs at a discount rate. It's all about, you know, losing weight and getting a new start. And that's great. If that is your New Year's resolution, if that's what you're desiring, because for whatever reason, then absolutely, that's great. And hopefully this show tonight, this call, will give you an idea of how to set a firm foundation so that this year you're able to attain that goal finally, because studies show that many, many, many of us set this particular resolution and we've usually given it up within 2 to 4 weeks of the year starting. So the foundation of any resolution, of any intention, indeed of any project, the foundation is the most important part, because on the foundation is what you are going to build, and how you build whatever it is that you're looking to manifest in this life experience is very dependent on the foundation. There's an old saying about building a foundation on shifting sands. You know, that just that image alone will tell you how important it is to build your foundation on something steady and strong. So how do we create in this life? How do we manifest life experience? Well, let's start at the very, very beginning. Everything in this universe is made up of energy. Everything, without exception. That includes thoughts and feelings and emotions, as well as chairs and beds and pillows and dogs and people, the angelic realm and ghosts and spirits and groceries and food and gas and cars. It's all made up of energy. And these little packets of energy are called photons, and they are actually packets of light, light energy. So depending on the frequency of the vibration of the light photons. That's what determines the nature of the item. Because light, packets of light, these photons of light, they vibrate, they move. And again, depending on their vibration, that's what determines the nature of the entity. So, for example, rocks are made up of light energy, but light energy that vibrates very, very slowly at a very low rate of speed. Therefore, rocks are denser and inanimate, as far as we know. They are solid, or seem to be solid, and they are stationary. They are inert. Human beings, on the other hand, we're also made up of photons of light energy, these photons of light, packets of energy. But our packets of light, our photons, vibrate at a higher rate of speed. And that's why we are able to move around and to think. And that's what makes all of our organ systems work. It's all about vibration. And the angelic realm, those beings are made up of photons of light that vibrate at a much higher realm or higher rate of speed than we do. That's why we're not able to see them with our physical eyes. So it's all about vibration. Another thing that's important about vibration to understand is that it's through our vibration that we communicate with the Creator, the great architect of the universe. It's how we convey to the Creator what it is that we desire to experience in our life. We are co-creators with the great Creator. We have the powers of God when we work together with that higher power. When we access that higher self, that's when we are in a truly powerful co-creative state. When we are looking at our life experience purely through our egoic lens, the ego believes that it's by itself, it has to do everything, it is in charge, it is the one that's doing all of this. When we look at our life experience through our egoic lens, we tend to experience more lack and limitation. Because by not working with that which created us, we are cutting ourselves off from just a huge myriad plethora of power and tools and resources that are there waiting for us to tap into it. But when we look at life purely through our egoic lens, we really are looking at ourselves as though we are all we have. This is it. So I would encourage you, if you don't already endeavor to tap into that realm, maybe this would be a great time to start thinking about doing that. And I will confess to you that that's something that even I struggle with. It's not the first place I go. I grew up very much thinking that it was all on me, and so I tend to be sort of obsessed with or possessed by responsibility. I have a very overdeveloped sense of responsibility, and so in these last year or so, I've really been trying to focus more on asking for help from the angelic realm, asking for help from the Creator. Making myself more aware of that, you know, purposely opening my mind to it. And because, you know, most of us think if we can't see it, it doesn't exist. So even when we do endeavor to tap into the physical realm, or the non-physical realm, we still have perhaps a little bit of a struggle, a little bit of a challenge to sort of really believe that it's even there. But the wonderful news is that it doesn't take very much for that realm to be involved in our life. You know, it takes a little bit of asking and then being aware of when the solutions and the conditions come through to give you what it is that you desire. You know, the scripture talks about faith the size of a mustard seed. And if you've ever seen a mustard seed, it's really, really small. So you only need faith as tiny as that. And we all have that. I mean, just there's something in our human form that wants to believe that there's something out there that's there for us, that wants to believe that we are loved and we are nurtured and we are cared for. So our vibration is how we communicate with the Creator, but it is also what determines the nature of what we attract into our life experience. Okay? So let's go ahead and go forward with the whole weight resolution, since so many people at this time of year are looking at that. So let's say that you really want to lose some weight. You're at the point where you want to get rid of some of this excess weight that you're carrying around. The way that you look at this condition is going to determine whether or not you're successful at it, okay? It's not the exercise that's going to determine your success. It's not the food that you eat that's going to determine your success. It's not the food that you don't eat that's going to determine your success. It's not the water that you do or don't drink that's going to determine your success. It's not the soda that you give up that's going to determine your success. It's the way that you are looking at the entire condition. So if you have decided that you want to lose weight because you are tired of lugging around extra pounds and feeling tired and fatigued all the time, if you want to lose weight because you're sick of not being able to buy those cute clothes that you see that you would really love to wear, but you can't fit into them. If you are wanting to lose weight because you're sick and tired of hearing your mother or your sister or your husband or your kids constantly telling you that you're overweight, you need to lose weight. If you're tired of hearing other people, you know, talk to you constantly about, you know, how it's a health risk and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. If that's your reason for losing weight right there, what is that underlying foundation? When I say those words that I just described, how do you feel? I know that there was a time in my life where I was struggling with my weight, and I had each and every one of those things factoring into it. How did it feel? I felt terrible. Emotionally, feeling-wise, I'm not talking about my physical being. I'm talking about my emotions and how I felt, my self-esteem. I felt awful. I felt desperate, and I felt unworthy. I felt like I had so much work I had to do to fix myself, to get to a place where I might feel like I fit in, like other people could accept me for who I was. I felt like I had to do all this work on myself first, and then perhaps I could fit in with everybody else. So what's that foundation right there? That is a foundation of lack, okay? Lack of love for self, lack of self-esteem, lack of joy. There's nothing joyous at all in that, is there? Not even being able to look forward to the outcome, because you're so fixed on the negativity of it, the part of it that makes you feel bad about yourself. When you feel bad about yourself, what is your foundation? What is your vibrational foundation? It's not good, is it? It's not happy. It's not joyous. It's not excited. It's not optimistic. So when your foundation is based in lack, whatever name you want to give it, you know, low self-esteem, unworthiness, whenever your foundation is based in lack, you are jeopardizing your chances for success. Okay? So what do we do about that? Well, we shift the perspective. We turn it around. We've just stated what it is that we want. We want to lose weight. We want to release this excess weight. It's funny that they use the term lose, because to me, lose implies or that you might want to find it again. And I don't think that's the case. So I like to look at it because words carry a lot of energy with them. And a change of a word can really change your outlook on something. So when I started to look seriously at losing weight. I changed the word, I'm ready to release the weight that no longer serves me. To me, that felt empowering. I am ready to release. Like I had been holding on to it, and now I am ready to let it go. Energetically, that made me feel better. And it's all about how you feel. Now, what I just said may not do anything for you. Maybe there's another word that you can search for in your dialogue with yourself that makes you feel better. But it's about feeling good, because when we feel good, and good can mean anything, okay? Good can mean ecstatic, and good can mean peaceful and calm, and anywhere in between. When we feel good, we are enhancing our connection with the Creator, and we are in harmony with who we really are. When we understand who we really are, which is source energy in a physical body, God here in the physical vehicle, experiencing life, making choices, making decisions, having more experiences, being the creators that we came here to be, when we understand who we really are, when we really, really understand who we really are, then we don't worry anymore. We don't feel anxious anymore, because does God feel anxious? Does God worry? Does God have low self-esteem? Does God feel unworthy? No, the Creator doesn't feel those things. The Creator is pure love, and love knows that it can do, be, and have anything that it wants, anything that it desires. So, and the Creator also knows that there's absolutely nothing wrong with desire. There is nothing wrong with wanting something, absolutely nothing wrong with that. I hope that you really hear that message, because so many times in life we hear that wanting something is the root of all evil. You know, money is the root of all evil, and that when we desire something, then, you know, that that's bad, that we're supposed to somehow release that desire, and, you know, because it's part of, you know, it's part of love for the physical, and we're not supposed to love the physical. We're supposed to, you know, keep our eye on heaven and what have you. Well, guess what? We are both. We are physical and we are spiritual. We're both. The human being is the perfect marriage of the spiritual and the physical. So those people who say, oh, you know, I disdain material goods, you know, it's not good to want something material, guess what? We're material, and we live in a material world. Madonna knew what she was talking about. So there's nothing wrong with wanting something. It's the underlying reasons why we want something that can cause us to trip and to stumble. Okay, so like I was saying before, the reasons why you want to lose weight are going to make a difference in your success. So we know that we want to lose weight because we're tired of not being able to buy the cute clothes. Okay, I mean, let's face it, I'm a girl. I love to look cute. And all you girls out there, and a lot of you guys out there can relate to that as well. So the feeling of, oh, I'm just so tired of not being able to wear cute clothes versus I love how I feel when I'm in an outfit that makes me feel good. Okay, those are two different emotional energetics right there. It's the same target. They want the same goal. They both want the same thing, but one is in alignment with it and the other one isn't. I'm tired of not being able to wear cute clothes. Is not in alignment with, I am source energy in a physical body and I can do, be, and have whatever I want, and I love how I feel when I'm in an outfit that makes me feel good. And we all know what that feels like. We all have a specific outfit that either we have now or we had in the past that we just felt like $1 million in. Tap into that feeling when you're setting your resolutions tonight. Tap into that feeling when you're setting your intention to lose weight, okay? Because the feeling is the same thing as a prayer. A feeling is the same thing as a prayer. A prayer without feeling is impotent. But when you put feeling with your prayer, that is power, okay? So we've determined that we want to lose weight. Why do we want to lose weight? how do we think we're going to feel when we lose that weight? Okay, so think about that. If that's your goal, if you're wanting to lose weight, how do you think you're going to feel when you get to that place? Well, you're going to feel good, right? You're going to feel like you've accomplished something. You're going to feel worthy. You know, I think that when I lose this weight, I'm going to feel worthy. I'm going to feel excited. I'm going to have a whole new outlook. Even as I'm saying these words, I'm feeling better. I'm feeling excited. I'm feeling optimistic. And energetically now, I'm getting in touch with, I'm aligning with what it is that I desire. Because, see, this is the thing, guys. We think we want something because we believe it's going to make us feel better. Okay, so when you want the new car or the new house, you know, the bigger bank account or, you know, the new boyfriend or the new girlfriend or the divorce or the marriage, whatever, when you want these things, it's because you believe that you're going to feel better when that condition or when that situation manifests. Well, here's something that might blow your mind. It isn't the thing that you actually want. It's the feeling that you want. Think about that. It isn't the thing that you want. What you're really wanting is the feeling that you believe the thing is going to bring to you. Now, this is true. Okay, this is truth. And I'll tell you why I believe that this is truth. Because not every one of us wants the same thing. If every one of us wanted the same thing, then it would be about the thing. We'd all be the same. We would all be programmed to want the same thing. But we're all different. So something that makes me happy and excited maybe isn't going to do a thing for you, and vice versa. Because it isn't the thing that you want. It's the feeling that you believe the thing brings you. It's the feeling that the thing represents to you. Okay? So if you get in touch with the feeling first and let that sort of seep through your being on a regular basis, get in touch with the feeling, then when you're in that place of feeling, whatever it is that you're feeling, not only will what it is that you desire come, but everything that's also in vibrational harmony with that you desire. Okay, so if you're wanting a new house, because let's say, you know, I was just actually going through this with someone the other day, a client of mine who wanted to buy a new home. And she was having real trouble. And I finally said, so what is it, you know, when you're driving around, what kind of homes do you like? And so she likes the big, you know, the big houses, the sort of the more stately kind of looking houses with, you know, the two-car garage and the big windows in the front and the nice big yard. And I said, well, what does that represent to you? And she said, it represents stability. To me, that represents stability. People who have those houses have stability. And I said, well, first of all, we don't know that. We don't know that the people who have those houses have stability. But you believe that they do. You believe that having that particular kind of house will make you feel stable. So you can feel stable whenever you want. You can feel good whenever you want to. You can feel whatever feeling you want to, this thing that you desire, you believe is going to bring into your life. You can feel that feeling anytime you want to, using your thoughts and your emotions to create a feeling, using your imagination, just thinking and daydreaming about what it is that you desire. You can have that feeling whenever you want to. And bonus, everything that's in alignment with that feeling that you desire is going to come to you with little or no effort on your part. See, this is the thing. We live in a society, especially here in the United States, where it's all about doing. Do, do, do. Go out and get that third job to pay those bills off. Go out and get that third job to, you know, so you can put money away for, you know, the house, the car, the college education, whatever. There's nothing wrong with doing. Here's the thing. Whatever your foundation is from which you do the doing, from which you take action, that's going to determine the success of your doing. So if you're doing something based in lack, what do you think the odds are that that's going to work out the way you want it to? Taking action based in a feeling of lack, a feeling of fear, a feeling of desperation, a feeling of worry or angst is only going to create more of the same. It's going to jeopardize whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. So let's say one of your goals for this year is you want more financial stability and freedom. And your sensible self is saying, yeah, right, how do you think you're going to do that? Look at that pile of bills you've got on the table over there and those phone calls coming in from your creditors. And, you know, you didn't get that raise you wanted this year. And, you know, well, what about that pension plan? Okay, so you've got that voice going on and on and on in your head. Because we've been trained, especially here in the U.S., we've been trained to look at what is. Deal with what is first, and then you can look at what you want. Well, it's the other way around, guys. Because understand that what is only a result of the thinking that you were doing before. It's only a result of the actions that you were doing before. You change your thinking, you change how you feel, then you receive inspired action, and then everything changes. So you don't have to do anything. You may be inspired to take inspired action. The first thing you need to do is set your foundation, your vibrational foundation. And that means, how do you want to feel? If your New Year's resolution is that you want to manifest in your lifetime, in your life experience this year, your perfect life mate, how do you think you're going to feel? How do you think you'll feel when that comes along? If you've ever been in that position where you've actually had that in your life, how did you feel? Go back. Use those feelings as a touchstone. How did you feel when you had that? Oh, it felt so good. I felt so understood. I felt so loved and cherished. I felt so appreciated, and I felt so joyful, and it felt so wonderful to have somebody there beside me. Okay, go tap into those feelings. If you haven't had it, then how do you imagine you'll feel? How do you think you'll feel? Well, I start with good. I know it'll feel good, and build from there. How you feel when you set an intention or take an action is going to determine the success of your action. Okay? It's so important that you set your vibrational foundation first. How do you want to feel? This thing you think you want, this resolution that you're going to make, how do you believe that you're going to feel when you have attained it? Because you can have that feeling anytime you want to. And it isn't the thing that you want anyway. It's the feeling that you've been wanting all along. And you can create that. That you can create in your body with no doing, except using your thoughts and your imagination to create a feeling. So you set your vibrational foundation, and then think about what it is that you want to bring in, manifest into your life experience, and feel good and feel better and feel optimistic and excited. Focus on how you want things to look. Keep focusing there as you're feeling better. Now, you'll start to feel resistance at some point because that voice in your head will kick in. At that point, stop. Even if you've only been doing it for 2 or 3 seconds. I study Abraham for the law of attraction, and Abraham says, get into the feeling, feel it, and get out. 10 seconds, 5 seconds of feeling really good has more power in it than a whole day of feeling bad about something. Think about that. I've only got about 30 seconds left here on the call tonight. I really appreciate those of you who are listening this evening and who will hear this call in the future. I really hope you have a wonderful and happy new year. Visit my website for more information about the law of attraction, maryjobull.com. Also, I have a call Sunday nights on Blog Talk Radio, and I also have a call Wednesday nights on Source Energy Radio. You can find more information out about those calls on my website, again, maryjobull.com, on my We're on the Internet page. Have a wonderful, happy, safe New Year's. And I look forward to talking to and hearing from you, hopefully, as we go into this new year, make sure and send me an email if you have a question or something that occurred to you during this call or during future calls. I'm looking to spread the word. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a happy new year. Good night.